Street prostitutes can usually smell a cop a mile away, and the police often have problems proving a girl is out working. However, sometimes they just run out of luck. A 23-year-old prostitute in Chomutov, who was on the lookout for clients, unwittingly stopped a police car. She not only failed to make any money, but was fined on the spot. A thief who stole a guitar belonging to the popular Czech band Chinaski failed to sell it along with the other items he'd nicked after hearing that the band had put out a reward on the instrument. The man turned up expecting to get the promised 5,000 crown award, but instead fell into a trap set by police. This week, the Czech Pirate Party unveiled an invisible statue in Prague representing corruption. All that bystanders could see was a pedestal with a golden plaque saying that the project had been co-financed by European funds. Its authors say that once the public has had its fill, they will organize a transparent auction of the work of art on the internet. Corruption in the Czech Republic is in the headlines every day, with a Slovak paper recently pointing out that a week does not go by without another Czech politician getting jailed. The German company making the famous herbal liquor Jägermeister celebrated the end of the prohibition on spirits in the Czech Republic by taking out a full-page ad in the Daily Lidové Noviny, where its famous liquor was renamed to Hegermeister after the Czech health minister Leoš Heger, who announced the prohibition. Minister Heger published his response in an open letter to the company in that very same daily, saying he was delighted to appear in their ad, and he would welcome a sample of the new brew if it were available. People have reported sighting all sorts of exotic animals in the Czech Republic this past week or so. A Kladno local called the police to report a crocodile on the loose, and officers sent to check out the report did indeed find a 1.5-meter-long crocodile hidden in the shrubbery. An investigation revealed that a circus which has stopped in town had unwittingly left the animal behind. In the town of Olomouc, known for producing a very pungent-smelling cheese, a woman called up the police that there was a black puma locked up in a street stand. This improbable story also proved to be true. The animal's owner said he'd locked the puma in while doing a few errands because he'd found no one willing to puma sit for a couple of hours. And finally, in the town of Zlín, two students woke up after a party to find a big brown bear rambling around their garden. Unable to believe their eyes, they took snapshots, which later appeared in a local newspaper. They said that when they opened a window to take the pictures, the bear sighted them and made off into a nearby forest. People in the vicinity have been warned not to let their dogs roam free, and mushroom pickers have been advised to buy their mushrooms at the supermarket for a week or two. Short of time, Czech radio has started producing minute-long plays, a drama, a tragedy or comedy in a nutshell, presented by some of the country's leading actors. The range of topics is extremely broad: a married couple having a fight, a parent having a conversation with a teenage son or daughter, an MP arguing with a traffic police officer, or an interview with a celebrity. The producer of the series says they have become extremely popular, and listeners who are too busy to tune in during the day often check them out on Czech radio's webpage in the evenings. This new radio format has a lot going for it. If you're bored, it only takes a minute, and honestly, wouldn't it be good if rows in real life lasted no more than a minute? Czech glassmakers from the Nový Bor Glassworks surpassed themselves last week by producing a breathtaking life-size dress made of the famous Bohemia crystal. The dress was made according to a design by Bianca Matragi, the Czech-born haute couture fashion designer based in Beirut, who sells her dresses to world celebrities and royals. The design was inspired by an orchid, and Mrs. Matragi said she was delighted with the result. A second black dress in op art style is now in the making, and a third may soon be on the way. The unique creations can be admired at the Glassworks Museum in Nový Bor. The famous Czech photographer Jan Saudek has found new inspiration in an altogether different field. At the age of 77, he has started designing glass jewellery for the Liglas company from Železný Brod. The limited collection of Saudek jewellery is designed for the Christmas market, and the first pieces should be put on sale in September.